Hello, welcome to This or That, Would You Rather Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Ahoy, ahoy.
And Christopher.
Hello.
Today's topic is, spend the rest of your life on a pogo stick or an adult tricycle.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't even understand.
Let's discuss.
Wait, what?
Do you know what a pogo stick is?
I do.
Okay. Do you know what an adult tricycle is?
I guess, yeah.
Is it a tricycle that's just bigger?
Black and white videos. Okay, so rest of your life, you're strapped to one of those.
I'm sorry, strapped to it?
Yeah, you're in it. You're in it to win it with your adult-sized tricycle or your pogo stick.
I can stand on a pogo stick or sit on a tricycle without being strapped to anything.
Well, you can't get off of it, is the thing, right?
I mean, okay, so what are the benefits of each? Benefits of pogo stick are you can reach things from the top of a cabinet.
Yeah, Josh can't do that now. He has to have me do it.
Do I always have to be pogoing?
Well, you're going to lose. I mean, if you can find a way to balance without bouncing.
Well, but what about sitting?
You're on that pogo stick.
Yeah, yeah. So... Are my feet just on it?
Yeah.
Okay, but I can sit down and have it just like in between my legs in front of the chair.
You got to be in full mount with your hands on it and your feet on it.
Wait, so I can never take my hands off of it?
Yes.
And the same thing with the tricycle. I have to have my hands on
sure.
the handlebars.
Sure. I just decided that.
I feel like you haven't thought this all the way through. So,
okay.
How do I eat?
You can, if you can balance on the pogo stick without your hands, you can do with your hands as you please.
Wait, what do you mean balance on it? Like, so if I
like
if
your
I'm
feet are on that chair.
If I'm sitting on a chair and my feet are on it, but it's upright,
yeah,
then I'm balancing on it.
Yeah, which means the chair has to be at a certain height, right?
Can it can't be leaning on anything?
It's fine as long as you're in pogo position.
But pogo position is standing.
Yeah, so I'm going to make
really
an exception.
I'm really confused.
How about your feet are strapped to it at all times?
Okay, but it can be in any position then?
Yeah, if you're in bed, poor ejemplo, it's strapped to your feet.
I understand that.
So if you're sitting, it is also strapped to your feet. So if you're able to just rest it between your legs so you can type at the computer.
Wait,
I'm going to call that acceptable.
Okay.
Is it strapped to my feet?
Yeah, strapped to your feet.
Oh.
So wait, if I'm in bed, is it strapped to my feet?
And what happens,
yeah.
Is it still strapped to my feet if I'm sitting down?
Yes.
What about if I'm laying in bed?
You just asked me that, yes.
So also, but also sitting down. Josh, how long do you think we can keep this up before she figures out that we're just messing with her?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes? All right, cool. Cool, 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 cool. Pogo stick. Okay, so what is? Do I always have to be sitting in the tricycle?
Yeah, what has to always be attached to the tricycle?
Your feet have to be strapped to the pedals at all time. We'll make it even.
Oh, well, this is super easy then.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is. Because, it goes back to the chair and the bed situations. I can do both of those things relatively comfortably with a pogo stick and my feet in it.
It's true.
I don't know how the hell I'm laying in bed with my feet strapped to a tricycle.
Yeah.
And I guess for the chair thing, it would just be my chair.
Yeah, it would. Yes, built in.
Oh my God, built in.
Tricycle.
How
yeah.
tall? So I've seen some, so I'm not proud of this, but I've seen some videos of adults on tricycles and they do cool like drifting stuff around corners.
Yeah.
Like, is that the kind of tricycle we're talking about?
Is it a tricycle?
I mean, it has three wheels.
Big are the wheels?
Well, yeah, is it a tricycle or is it a big wheel?
It's a tricycle. It's not a big wheel.
I guess I don't understand the difference between a tricycle and a big wheel.
Okay, so a big wheel is more like a recumbent bike where your feet are forward.
Okay.
Whereas with a tricycle, it's more like a 10-speed or a standard bike where your legs are more down.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Because on a
more down than a,
on a tricycle,
than a big wheel?
On a tricycle, the pedals are attached to the front wheel.
Right.
I know, but your legs are more down than they are in a big wheel. In a big wheel, your legs are like going straight forward.
That's just because tricycles are for babies and their legs are shorter. As soon as, I mean, I feel like the big wheel is the bigger version of a tricycle that they. So I guess you're saying your butt is higher off the ground. Than a regular tricycle.
Yeah, like an adult tricycle is more like a bicycle.
You're saying imagine a red tricycle, like the standard imagery of a red tricycle, and that's it, just bigger,
just scaled up.
Let me look at a picture of a tricycle.
I can't believe you're looking at a picture of a tricycle right now.
I haven't been on a tricycle in a long time.
Yeah, but Chris, when I say red tricycle, like, doesn't an image come to your mind?
Right.
The 10-inch classic red tricycle by Radio Flyer.
There you go.
One moment, please. Okay, so, yes, the pedals are attached to the front wheel, which I agreed on. However, the placement of the seat is such that you're more in an upright sitting position versus with a big wheel, your ass is way close down to the ground and your legs are forward like on a recumbent bike.
Okay, so we're talking like a red tricycle.
We're talking like a red tricycle where you're more sitting upright and your legs are more pointing down. They're in front of you, but they're pointing down as opposed to out, which is what happens with a big wheel.
I mean, I think I know the answer to this question, but for either of these, can I just take the part that I'm strapped to off of the thing?
Oh, and just have like pedals strapped to you
at
all times?
Yeah, like why wouldn't I do that?
Because you're not allowed to. Because I'm the commissioner and I said no.
Because fuck you.
Because.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I truly was gonna be like, because go fuck yourself.
Because go fuck yourself.
But
I mean, yeah.
A nice person.
Yeah, I get. So one nice thing about the tricycle is that the world, while not designed for reclined mobility, at least, like, there are ramps to things. Like, it's almost like a wheelchair. Whereas with a pogo stick, nothing is designed for you.
Well, no, but you can also do the same things that someone who's walking does. Like an incline.
Like use a pogo
stick? Like you
stick?
Can go upstairs on a pogo stick.
My yes. God, that is fraught.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you'd get good at it, but you'd also like hit your head on ceilings and door frames and tunnels? I don't know. Other things. Like, how do you board a train?
I feel like people that are good at pogo sticks, they're good at not doing, like, the full pogo every time.
Well, yeah, you're not going for height here.
You're not going for height.
I didn't say that you couldn't wear a helmet.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that'll complete the look.
Yeah, you know how much sex you're gonna get with that look.
So much.
Yeah, on your fucking Tinder profile be a picture of you on a pogo stick wearing a helmet.
Wearing a helmet.
You'd be I think like, yeah,
I'm,
baby.
I think I'm leaning.
Come bounce on my pogo stick.
I mean.
Is it 2 feet you have to be attached or can it be one?
I mean, what if
Give me the scenario and I'll tell you if it's appropriate.
You fall off of the pogo stick.
Oh, no, I was thinking, can I just keep one foot on the pogo stick and just, like, drag it along as I walk around with
no.
my other foot?
No. You gotta pogo all the way home.
I think I'm going tricycle, and I'm just going to pretend it's a wheelchair. And now I'm just in a wheelchair, but it's a tricycle. And when people are why are you in that tricycle? I'll be like, don't discriminate against me.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Can I modify this tricycle to put an engine on it?
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, I guess I don't see why not.
That's right, a terrible idea.
Then we put an engine on it, and it drives the back wheel so that it doesn't spin my legs off.
There you go. Steering is going to be super fun with that.
We're not going fast on it. I just don't want to pedal.
It's true. Yeah, I think I'm going tricycle because the world... the world is more designed for people with limited mobility having a wheeled thing underneath them versus a pogo stick.
Okay, so how are you going to deal with a bed?
And a shower.
And a shower.
Well, I'm going to have a shower that you can wheel into.
Your own fucking house.
Obviously.
Okay.
You're going to get in the shower with my bike. It's like doodly doodly. With the bed, I mean, what's attached to my body?
Your feet are attached to the pedals.
Then I'm just going to stretch out and the bike's going to be at the end of the bed.
Oh, dude, that's going to be...
Yeah, it's not going to be ideal,
it's
but
gonna,
like...
there's not enough room. What size bed do you have, Chris?
So, are we saying that there's zero moments that you can be separated from this thing?
Yeah, it's always strapped to your feet.
How are you getting into bed then, Chris?
Stay healthy and fresh and all that bullshit.
How am I getting into bed? Well, I'd have a low bed. And I just kind of roll onto it.
He's just going to fall off the bike.
Yeah.
Have it land on him and then go
guys,
to sleep.
Guys, people who don't have any control over their lower body and are in wheelchairs get into bed and take showers.
But they don't
get into bed with the
them.
Wheelchair.
Sure.
Yeah, they're smart enough to get out of the chair first.
But they have most of their body as just weight that they are moving around. Like, it. I'm not saying it's ideal. I'm saying... it is possible. And having a pogo stick, like, how are you going anywhere? How are
on
you
on top of that, my tricycle weighs several hundred pounds more because I put a fucking engine
on
it.
You put a fucking engine on it.
You put an engine on it. I just, like, I mean, you can drive. Like, they make cars for people that have limited mobility and have a wheelchair. They make like you can get
again,
on a bus.
The wheelchair is not. They're That's not true. In the wheelchair. They're like
sure.
There's no
but
room
maybe
for the tricycle in your
maybe
car.
Maybe you modify it so you lock the tricycle into the car rather than take out the seat. You can ride the bus with a tricycle. You can go to work. You can go to brunch. I'm just trying to think of my favorite things.
Go to brunch is one of your favorite things? What kind of basic bitch are you?
Dude, I am the most basic of all bitches.
I
love brunch.
I'm also a big brunch fan. I'm just going
to
put it out there.
Yeah. You can go to the store, and when people are like, why do you have a tricycle? I'll be like, excuse me, I have limited mobility. Don't be an asshole. But if somebody's like, why do you have a pogo stick? What are you going to say? Like, I have limited mobility, so I'm on a pogo stick? That doesn't make any sense. No sense. None. Going, yeah. Nope. I got it. Tricycle. Convince myself.
Okay, what are you doing?
When I'm laying in bed, are my feet strapped to the pogo stick?
Yes, your feet are strapped to this thing at all times.
What if
just
what if
this.
I'm in a chair?
What if I'm in a chair, though?
Oh my god, shut the fuck up and choose, for fuck's sake.
I mean, I already did. Josh, what are you thinking?
I think you've convinced me. It's got to be the tricycle.
It's got to be the tricycle.
I mean,
are you serious?
I can also... it was the favorite things, because then I was like, oh shit, the gym. I can still do most things in the tricycle.
You
I mean,
absolutely could. You're probably going
to
skip
leg
day. Leg
day, but...
Right. But like you could also not skip leg day and just try and trike up, you know, a hill.
Trike up a hill.
I guess so. What kind of traction do they have on those wheels?
Well, you can get whatever wheels you want. You can modify this thing, I already said.
Except when you're modifying it, you have to be sitting in it while they're doing the work.
Yes.
Yeah. Your feet have to be strapped to it.
And you have to somehow explain this to your guy who's putting a spoiler
at the
sweet engine.
Trike shop.
No, just be like, limited mobility. And no matter what they say, just be like, sorry, limited mobility.
Even when they're like, as respectfully as possible, like, we can pick you up and move you
discrimination.
To that bench over there.
Discrimination.
Like,
what? I'm not, I don't deserve the same treatment as other people because I have a tricycle. Is that what you're saying?
Because you're a big dummy. You don't.
Because
anyhow,
I was on a
tricycle.
Shitty, shitty podcast and Danielle made me choose this stupid fucking thing and now I have a trike that I'm strapped to. And then Danielle's just laughing along, but you know, she's just bouncing along on the sidewalk going down with her fucking pogo stick.
I fucking am, because a pogo stick takes up way less space.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe you're picking pogo stick.
This is another one of those, like, you guys are out of your fucking minds.
That is, no.
Nope.
No.
Fucking, I can pogo and take up about the same amount of space that I take up when I'm not on a pogo stick.
Not vertical.
I'm sorry?
Not vertical height.
It's fine. I'll figure it out. I'm going to fall over a lot at first, and then it'll be fine.
Have a real fun time getting up with both of your feet strapped to a pogo stick.
Yeah, because I've got a high bed, and it's fine. I just slide off the end and get my feet on the ground and then just lift my ass up.
Sure, and when you fall on the ground, have a really good time getting up.
Yeah, have a good time getting on a fucking tricycle, especially Joshua, who's apparently going to put a V8 on that bullshit. I don't even know where you're
going. I am convinced that when this episode gets released, the fourth member of our podcast, a.k.a. our one listener,
right,
will side with me and Chris.
Agreed.
I don't care.
Close it out. You're outvoted.
Hey, no need for raspberries while I find the Q2Q, which you know what? I'm going to skip just to spite you.
Oh, yeah, that'll show me.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed always having an adult tricycle strapped to your feet or a pogo stick. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, tweet us at trtpodcast, or pop on by our Facebook page and say hi. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.